All right. If there is nothing else, we're going to go ahead and introduce our speaker. Sister Dill is going to come and bring some thoughts, I believe, on her personal testimony. She's one of my... She's definitely a pillar in the church. And you might not see her up a whole lot, but if you're in the prayer services, you know she's a pretty faithful prayer warrior, and she is... she's definitely... She's got it. So please pray for her as she comes.
You want to try first, and if you need to sit down, let's see, okay?
Yeah. Well, praise the Lord, everyone. I'm thankful to be here tonight. I'm thankful to be able to see all your happy faces and young faces. You know, God is a great, loving God, and He'll never fail you. You just keep walking that straight line that we have, that speaks of in the Bible, and He'll never fall, you'll never get off course, and you'll always be in the hands of God. I wanted to tell you how I came to find the Lord and find the Church of God. First, both sides of my family were Baptists, father and mother. So I was brought up in Baptist. We moved to Columbus back in 1951. And of course, we started Baptist church there. And they had Sunday school. When I went to Sunday school, I was only about 8 years old. And they always taught us, Jesus wants to be your Savior. He wants you to be His child. And so I grew up with that. They didn't talk so much about young people going to the altar like we do here. So after being there for a couple of years and getting this teaching, we were in the main service one day, and in my little way, I just walked up on the platform and I told myself, I want Jesus to be my Savior. And that's how I got saved. I knew I was saved. I knew God loved me. I knew He was taking care of me. And so, but my family, my dad, he wouldn't let me go after a while. I guess I was talking too much about the Lord and everything. My dad was, he was not a happy man. He was not a happy man. And so he took us out, and we went to this church, and we went to that church, and we went to another church. And then he took us to a Mormon church. And the Mormon belief is that if a family is baptized together, they all go to heaven together, regardless of what their lives are. I was 16 when they had us to do that. But I knew that these places were wrong. Inside my heart, I knew that these were wrong, but I didn't know what was wrong because I wasn't getting the kind of teaching that I needed. I was like Philip and the eunuch. I was studying my Bible. I was looking. I was reading. But I just could not figure it out. But I knew when my dad took us to these other churches, it was wrong. It was nothing there. So being obedient to my family, my dad, which I was obedient, I did what he asked me to do. But then when I got to be 16, is when I had to go to work to help my family. But I carried my Bible. I always carried my Bible to work. I carried it on the bus. I loved the Lord. I knew there was something there for me. But I needed teaching. I needed the proper teaching, like the teaching that you young people are getting here in this church with these youth leaders, with your pastor, with other ministers that are preaching the Word of God to you. I didn't have that, but you know, I still had inside my heart and soul, I knew God was watching over me, He was taking care of me, and He was helping me. But there were times that I was kind of veering off of just what I knew. God would bring me back around, and He'll do the same for you. Right. If you will listen to Him, yes. And when you see that and you feel that tug, you change your course back onto the right pathway. So I did that. And then I met my husband. We got married. Unfortunately, I ended up in a Pentecostal church. Do not go. Do not go to a Pentecostal church. It was very, I don't know what the expression would be. But anyway, I knew it was wrong. I could tell it was wrong, but my husband demanded, you have to go to church with me, everything. And I was working at the bakery, the Wonder Bread Bakery at that time. He had gotten hurt, couldn't work anymore, so I went to work and he stayed home to take care of the family. But we kept going and we kept going. And I said, Lord, something's not right. I don't know what's not right. I sat around my bed with all my Bibles around me, going here and there and there, trying to find the answers. But like I said, I needed someone to teach me, someone that was truly a man or woman of God to teach me what I needed to know. And you young people have that here. Don't ever let that go. Don't ever let it go. And so one night I was at the service and just something happened. And I just walked to the back of the room. And I said, Lord, I've been living for you all these years. Am I what they say I am? And he looked and he said, Hilda, he spoke my name. He said, Hilda, everything is going to be all right. And I said, okay. I stopped going. And thank God I did. But later on, we moved again. And I was still working at the bakery. This is when a man was there. I never knew he was even in the bakery. Never met him, never seen him before. Meredith Davis. He'd come and ask me if I would listen to another preacher preach, and I said, yes, I will. So he handed me a tape, Brother Wilson's tape, on divorce and remarriage that absolutely turned my life around. Absolutely. From that day on, I never went to the, I did not go to no Pentecostal churches anymore. I sent and got 12 tapes set from the church. And when I got him, I sat for all day long listening to that word. That was the most awesome word I had ever heard in my life. I never heard anyone preach like that. So clear, so understandable. It touched your heart. It was like a beacon or a light had lit up in my soul that I had right there in my hands that changed my life. And then not long after that was when I got the ovarian cancer. They said it was a very rare cancer, and number 4. And they said, we just got to operate. We got to do this. We got to do that. My blood count was down to 4. They said I should have been dead. But I know I've been trusting God, and God took care of me. I had everything I had to do. And that's when I met Brother Decker. He came to the hospital to see me. And I was talking to him and I said, Brother Decker, why am I going through this? I said, I have been serving the Lord all these years. I've been trusting him for a year for my healing. It never came. And he said, well, Sister Dill, just look at it like this. It's a trial. God's trying your faith. And I said, okay, that's good. We'll go with that. So then I was corresponding with Brother Decker and everything until I could get to the place where I could come to the church. I came in 1964 on September of that Sunday, right near my birthday. I came and heard the word. And I can tell you, when I got out of my car and stepped on these grounds, how the peace that I felt when I got on the ground. Something I'd never felt before. And then I knew this is where God had brought me. I've been here since 1964. I didn't get to come all the time because I was working and I had to work around my vacations and getting enjoyed and all that. But you young people, you have a blessing here that I hope you really realize how blessed you are to have all this. Because when I grew up, I didn't have this. I didn't have mentors like you have that will guide you and help you to make your way through some of the hard places that you're going to go through. We all have hard places we go through. But you have a pastor that will help you. You have your mentors that will help you. You need to rely on them as much as you do your Savior that is going to help you too. They wanted to warn me to tell you this too. Because I know God planted me here, and this is where I'm going to stay, and I'll be here until the Lord calls me home. That's where I'm going to be. But one of the girls wanted me to let you know how, when I was working at the bakery, they wanted to have everyone wear pants and shirts, all wear uniforms. Of course, I wore dresses. And so they were talking about it and trying to figure out what they were going to do. And my coworkers told them, said, well, you'll never get Hilda out of her dress. And they didn't. I can show you pictures. I worked in my dress uniform. I did not wear no pants and shirt. And then the sister asked me to tell you about my car. I had a 2006 Trailblazer. And my son went to change the oil for me. And so he takes this coffee can out with him to get the oil and everything in it. And he comes back in and he says, Mom, you ain't got any oil in your car. I said, I ain't got no oil. He said, no, I ain't got no oil in your car. And I've been driving it for months like that. I had about that much oil in the bottom of that coffee can was all I had. That Trailblazer takes 7 quarts in it of oil. But this is all I had I was running on. The Lord kept me. Engine light didn't come on. No oil light came on. It wasn't ticking. It wasn't doing anything. The Lord kept that car for me. And I was able to drive it without any problems. Then recently I have another car. And this car needed a new steering box or motor, whatever they call them things on it, for your steering. And so my son, I bought the part, gave it to my son. He takes it to the mechanic that he knows. There's 4 mechanics and my son, and he's also a mechanic. They put it up, they put the part on, put it down in my Trailblazer. Not my Trailblazer, my car I got here. And so they, my Traverse. So he called me about an hour and a half, 2 hours later. He said, Mom, he said, we got the car fixed. We got it on there. We got it down. We took it down, brought it down. But we can't get it to start. I said, you can't get it to start. He said, we've worked an hour and a half, cannot get this car to start. So I said, okay. He said, well, we're going to look at it again. I said, okay. So I just bowed my head. My daughter's there, my granddaughter, and my daughter-in-law. And so I just bowed my head and I said, Lord, I need my car so I can go to church. I need you to help me to fix it. So he called about 3 minutes later and he said, Mom, you'll never know what was wrong with your car. I said, well, what was wrong with it? He said, well, this man just walked in off the street and asked us what we were doing, and we told him we couldn't get the car to start. And he didn't have a car to pick up, and he didn't have one to deliver to get fixed up. He said, shut the hood. And they said, shut the hood? He said, yes, shut the hood. So they shut the hood, and the car started. My car has a safety feature on it. You cannot start the car if the hood is up. And they said, we're 5 idiots standing around here trying to fix this car, and a perfect stranger comes in off the street and tells us to shut the hood. But young people, again, trust your walk with the Lord. Always talk to the Lord about your problems and all, and if you feel like you need to, remember your pastor and all your counselors here, because they will help you. And above all, trust the Lord. Don't never leave the Lord. Not for any reason or for no one or for no job or anything that's away from the church. Do not do that. Because God loves you and He will take care of you.
Amen. Very good.
Some outstanding thoughts. As she was thinking, I just thought about how blessed we are and how much we have here. And there's people that have searched and searched and searched, and some are still searching for what we have. And I just think that we take it for granted too much. And I'm just, it's a challenge. Let's really realize how blessed we are.